Guadahunsadache, Ungahuwen, Hadiwanodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oskatewanyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you live from CFRC 101.9 FM. And you just heard a real throwback of a throwback. That is off their eponymous debut album, Small Town Bring Down, from The Tragically Hip. And today's Indie Wake Up Call, we've got a whole ton of Canadian, Kingston, and Queens content jam-packed into the next 120 minutes for you, because it is, yes, the first day of homecoming here at Queen's University. And homecoming, yes, it gets a bad rap. There have certainly been issues in the past, but also there's an undeniable energy here from both students and returning alumni. It's a wonderful time to be on campus. I'll be at CFRC all morning and into the evening, and then I'm going to do the same thing all over again tomorrow, except about the midway point, I'm going to be heading over to Richardson Stadium for the homecoming football game as your Queens Gaels take on the Waterloo Warriors in a little pre-playoff preview clash. The Gaels will be on the road next week, regardless of the result of the homecoming game, in Windsor to take on the Windsor Lancers. So one heck of a road trip there for the Gaels coming up. But yeah, definitely do tune in tomorrow to catch the homecoming game. And homecoming, as you can imagine, is a super busy time at the station. We've got a load of events that we'll be at, including an event at Grant Hall over the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday. So swing by and say hello. I believe we'll be over there around midday today and into the evening, and the exact same schedule for Saturday, October 19th as well. Swing by the CFRC booth, get a button, get a sticker, get a pen, listen to some kickin' tunes, have yourself a good time, and enjoy the splendor of Grant Hall during homecoming. Let's see, what have we got coming up on the playlist today? We have got music from some established Kingston and Queens icons like Blue Rodeo, Bedouin Sound Clash, but also some slightly newer up-and-coming bands, outfits like Oak Ridge Ave. We've got music from The Astros. We have got a whole whack ton of stuff coming up over the next 2 hours. I really hope you'll stay with us because there's some killer local content sprinkled all throughout. And yeah, I believe the first like 90 minutes of today's show is exclusively Canadian content as well, which I think is pretty fun. So how I've structured the playlist today is, yes, a lot of Queens and Kingston content, but also there's a few bands and artists we're going to be playing today, like Franklin Electric or Partner, where they may not necessarily be Kingston or Queens bands specifically, but they're kind of adjacent because they're bands that I saw play at the Grad Club. So I'm throwing them into our kind of homecoming celebratory playlist because obviously the Grad Club is a monumental piece of the music culture here on campus and in Kingston writ large. And throughout the broadcast, I'm going to be pulling up some records talking about some of the crazy concerts that have been held on Queen's campus and in Kingston over the years, because Kingston really, with its geographic positioning, used to get some ridiculously well-known and successful bands and artists like Chuck Berry, The Who, a ton of people stopping through the Limestone City, oftentimes on their way to somewhere else. But yes, I figured it would be an incomplete playlist if I didn't have some semblance of the Tragically Hip in there. Of course, their new documentary is out on streaming platforms, and actually, CFRC was present at the Isabel Bader for the advanced screening. We had a group of volunteers, including Cindy, Indie Wake Up Call, Thursday Cindy, Madison and Sophia from Between Friends, a ton of CFRC alumnus and current volunteers that were down at the Isabel a few weeks back, spinning tracks ahead of the, yes, screening of the Hip documentary. So CFRC, we're all over the place. We're doing a little bit of everything, and starting next month, we're also going to be doing our funding drive, so if you enjoy the kind of work that we do here, please do consider donating November through to the end of December. Okay, let's get back into the swing of things, and we're going to kick off this music block with another Queens-adjacent kind of Kingston Connections band with Blue Rodeo, who also happen to be the all-time favorite band of my parents. They have every CD, every cassette. I'm sure if we had a vinyl player, they'd own everything on vinyl as well. A band that really kind of hit it big at the perfect time, the new era of country music throughout the 1990s that became just this massive, massive trendsetter on the mainstream music charts. And I think Blue Rodeo has rightfully found that audience, because not only do they play this very just kind of like radio-friendly brand of kind of country music, but there's just this undeniable energy and authenticity to what they do. So here we are on your Friday morning indie wake-up call with Blue Rodeo and Till I Am Myself Again on this special homecoming edition of the Friday morning indie wake-up call.
Next door in my head, where daytime's a house was on fire. People laughed while it burned. Well, I tried to run, but my legs were numb. I had to wait till the feeling returned. Well, I don't need a doctor to figure it out. I know what's passing me by. When I look in the mirror, sometimes I see traces of some other guy.
Young in wars I won. What if I'd alone? present music from the Gertrude's new music video, Carry On, in collaboration with Josh Lyon, created through last year's Slate Music Video Program. This visually stunning video grapples with the tension between survival and resilience during times of crisis. Featuring a dance and movement-based narrative, Carry On draws inspiration from the isolation and loneliness many experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic, the climate crisis, especially the forest fire that engulfed much of Canada in summer 2023, and a tragic house fire in the songwriter's neighborhood. Check out Carry On now online, but also enjoy the music right here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Burned up smiling, it's the hottest day on record. It's a summer that is coming, carry on. The hottest day on record is the summer that is coming. The house next door is burning, carry on. And put a smile on. That common sinking feeling when the summer break is over and you can't find any reason to carry on. That common bitter feeling when the house next door is burning and your life is of no value anymore. Better carry on. Is here, and I know I'm not afraid. My heart is bare, and you can break it. Our love is here, and I know you're not afraid. Is bare and you can break it. You better carry on. Summer day is over, and your life is of no value. Your smoke still lingers, burning all our eyes. Your poppies bloom from ashes when you set the night on fire. Your smoke still lingers, blinding all our lies. The neighbors burn up smiling, it's the hottest day on record. It's the summer that is coming, carry on. The hottest day on record is the summer that is coming. House next door is burning, carry on. We'll be right back.
Live by the reasons, come back to visit me some. Stand in the fire line, lost in the light, and you know I'm not the only one. You could tear me to pieces, tell me your secrets, tell me when the victory's won. Watching, believing, trying to get even, time is like a loaded gun. Hope is a fading, just in the days, only the irony stays. Clouds remaining, changes of paint, and the only kind of never be done. If you ask yourself what you never really wanted to, and you made up your mind but you never really thought it through, now you tell me the victory's won. Baby, I'm tired, chasing the light, if only to say that I tried. Come to decide, the truth or the lie, there's nothing I really like. You tested yourself, breaking your back, your body's about to give in. You're standing in line, keep telling yourself, if only the victory's won. If you ask yourself what you never really wanted to, and you made up your mind but you never really thought it through, now you tell me the victory's won. It's down to the wire, tell me if I, seems like I'll never be done. There's always an ending and the beginning, two is better than one. There ain't no advice in this mystery life, in a game that can never be won. It caught my attention, the grace when you mentioned that you're not the only one. But you never really wanted to, and you
there's no place like home. And there's no experience quite like Queens Homecoming Football live at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Whether you're in Kingston or abroad, you can experience all the excitement, intensity, and reverence of Homecoming Football live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in on Saturday, October 19th at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show ahead of the 1 p.m. kickoff between your Queens Gaels and the Waterloo Warriors. Can Waterloo spoil the party and record their program's first win ever over the Gaels? Or will Queens ring in homecoming in style with a massive victory in front of their steadfast supporters? There's only one way to find out, and if you can't be there live, hear it all on CFRC 101.9 FM or CFRC.ca. As you just heard, tomorrow at 1 p.m. you can catch the Queens homecoming football game as the Gaels host the Waterloo Warriors, and these two teams haven't played since 2017, so this will be a very novel matchup. And Waterloo, although they don't have the best record right now, they're sitting at 0-7, they've played a lot of teams really close and really tough, so this is not a gimme for the Gaels, who are still not at peak operational capacity. By that I mean they've still got some injuries they're dealing with. They've got a few key players that have returned to the lineup. Chief among them, in my opinion, is Matt Camillo, who had a great game against Laurier a few weeks back, over 100 yards and a touchdown. But this is a team that they're vulnerable. If Waterloo is ever going to beat them, this is the game where it could happen. Now, the Gaels do still boast this unbelievable, deep, and dangerous defense, but don't sleep on the Waterloo Warriors. This is a team that started the season rough, but have consistently improved from a week-to-week basis, so they're going to give the Gaels anything but an easy matchup, and I'm quite excited for it. There's a tangible energy on site for homecoming. Early numbers tell me that they're going to have between 7,000 to 10,000 people at the game. I think they've sold about 72 to 7,500 tickets, and bear in mind that day of, there's going to be a surge of people, mostly students, I would imagine, kind of swinging by Richardson to see what it's all about. So the place is going to be packed. The atmosphere is going to be electric. And the reality is, the Gaels won't be playing at Richardson again unless they make the Vanier Cup, which is being held at Richardson Memorial Stadium. So this is the last guaranteed home game chance to see the Gaels, because they're going to be on the road next week in Windsor. If they win that, they're going to be on the road in Kitchener against Laurier, and if they win that, they're going to be on the road in London against the Western Mustangs, and if they win that, they'll be on the road, likely in Lennoxville, to play the Bishop's Gators. Thankfully, if they win that, they get to come back home and soak in the sweet sounds of Richardson Stadium as they vie for the Vanier, but that is a long ways away, folks, about 5 weeks away, and there's a whole lot of football still to be played over that period of time. So the Gaels have got their work cut out for them tomorrow and moving forward into the playoffs with multiple road games on the schedule, but it's been an eventful year. Certainly an eventful year. If you follow at CFRC Power Plays, you will see all the latest and greatest Gaels content. Give that a follow. I'll be in my special homecoming attire tomorrow, which, if that's not incentive to tune in, hey man, I don't know what is. But yes, check us out tomorrow, 12:45 p.m. pregame show sponsored by Something in the Water Brewing, 1 p.m. kickoff, Gaels versus Warriors. Back to the music. Coming up next, Ducks Limited with Train Full of Gasoline on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call Homecoming Edition right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and online at CFRC.ca.
Give me sun, give me warmth. Every time I'm near you, I am reborn. There is one lucky door. You remind me what I'm living for. And it's time we came together, spilling out what's been on our minds, all built up for quite some time. If I leave my girl, I'd never think about any other. I fly. I'm feeling beat again. I'm feeling more than a friend. Baby, what's your game? And do you feel the same? The same. Look at me. What you see? Are you thinking that I'm worthy? Who to be? Honestly, we're alive until we're 30. But we'll spend it all together. We'll go through doors until we're bored. Keep finding more and more and more. Cause a couple minds are better. More than one. Grabbing the fun and it's a go-getter. I'm feeling beating again. I'm feeling more than a friend. Baby, what's your game? Do you feel the same? The same, baby, no. Down the line, if I had to give you a valentine and fix broken mind. Oh, thanks for keeping me in the light. I'm feeling deep again. I'm feeling more than a friend. What's your game? Do you feel the same? The same. We'll be right back.
Couple minutes old, two strangers in a hospital bed. Now you're putting life on fast forward. Three monkeys jumping around the room. We were bouncing off the wall, broken bones and a bump in the head. Back then you were 10 feet tall.
Oh, children buried in the dirt, stolen orange shirts. What magic number will give them worth? Trees are falling to the ground, even when endangered species found. When one hits the forest floor, do we hear the sound? Another woman disappeared. Families living their worst fear. Will we say her name instead of ignoring the tears? Where is the medicine? Where is the medicine? When the sacred lands are scoured, where is the
this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present Sadie McFadden's deeply personal song, Grieve at 23, released on October 3rd. The song reflects on her mentorship and friendship with Prince Edward County artist Suzanne Pasternak, who passed away just over a year ago. With emotional vocals and poignant lyrics, McFadden beautifully captures the heartache of loss at a young age. The warm acoustic guitars build into uplifting, lush strings, perfectly expressing the confusion and pain of grief at such a pivotal age. Let's listen now to Sadie McFadden's Grieve at 23, right here on CFRC.
tears flow, and I hope that you're okay. The tears flow, and I don't know what to say. And I miss you, and your daughter, she does too. They say you have one, but you always said it's two. And I've learned to stick up for myself. That doesn't mean I was ready for you to leave. For you to leave. So I'll grieve.
To be over. Is it winter yet? Everybody wants it to be colder, but they don't know we're getting older. On the internet, I saw friends of mine, long lost pictures from some long lost time. But even they had said, is it winter yet? Is it winter yet? I don't think I would mind. You
hunt. Everybody wants it to be colder.
Is it when he is?